We look at this because there is this broader scrutiny of vaccines right now by the Trump administration. And in this board decision, from those who voted against the decision to delay, one of them, who you heard at the top of the show, said the CDC is doing harm. Another said no rational science has been presented, and the committee must accept responsibility when harm is caused. Those are pretty extraordinary statements. If the group making a decision that has such high consequences for the most vulnerable Americans isn't basing it on science, no rational science, what does that indicate about what comes next?
Well, look, this is the ACIP, by and large, except for a handful of members, are anti-vax activists who were put there to carry out a specific agenda. And look, the secretary, to his credit, has been very honest about what his intentions are here. He's the most prominent anti-vaxxer in the country prior to coming into this position. And he stated that his goal is to eliminate childhood immunization or many of these childhood immunizations. And I think they're going to take a methodical approach and slowly chip away at this. This is a big unforced error insofar as ACIP was a esteemed body that a lot of states tie their own decision-making to. And what we're seeing right now is, as a group, it's being degraded. And I don't think it will ever be restored. I don't think you can just flip the switch and restore this where people are going to suddenly respect its decisions again. There's about 600 state laws that were tied to decisions ACIP made. About 17 states have already passed new legislation saying they'll no longer respect the decisions of ACIP. The insurers came out and said they're going to tie their own coverage decisions to the professional bodies like the American Academy of Pediatrics and not ACIP. Wow. So I think in time, ACIP's going to be fully degraded as a decision-making body, and it's going to be more symbolic. There'll be certain states that adhere to it, but it'll be more symbolic.